What we're excited about today is to unveil the guidance that OMB just issued around specific milestones in terms of IPv6 deployment.
Vivek Kundra, Federal Chief Information Officer, leading with the top news from a panel discussion on the IPv6 Internet Protocol, sponsored by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, and the Commerce Department. In this case, Kundra, who found himself in the role of moderator of a panel, used the opportunity to outline a new memorandum he had just issued from the Office of Management and Budget on new guidance for agencies when it comes to IPv6.
Number one, what we're requiring is that agencies across the federal government upgrade publicly facing, external facing servers and services by the end of fiscal year 2012. Number two, we're requiring the upgrade of internal client applications and communications infrastructure to IPv6 by the end of fiscal year 2014. Number three, we're designating IPv6 managers across the federal government that will be led by the IPv6 task force with a focus on execution in terms of migration. And lastly, our continued focus when it comes to procurement to make sure that we're ensuring that agency procurements of networked IT comply with the FAR requirements of use with the USGV6 profile and test program for completeness and quality of their IPv6 capabilities.
More on the government's role in a successful transition to IPv6 in a moment. First, here's a quick look back at the much bigger picture of why this is important from Assistant Commerce Secretary Larry Strickling, who also heads up the NTIA. He told the IPv6 workshop at the National Press Club that it's all about heading off a critical, looming shortage of the all-important Internet protocol addresses that are the backbone of how the Internet works.
Without IP addresses, we cannot attach computers and smartphones to the Internet. We cannot route traffic to and from these devices. And without an adequate supply of these addresses, we cannot design cloud computing networks or design the smart grid. And as we move to a world where everything can be networked to everything else, and all the innovation that will result from that, we have to have plenty of IP addresses.
The engineers who are the ultimate architects of how the Internet runs anticipated the day when device addresses governed by the old IPv4 protocol might run out and developed IPv6, which, according to Strickling, is designed with many, many more IP addresses.
IPv4, 4 billion. IPv6, 340 trillion, trillion, trillion. Hopefully this will be enough.
But the addresses alone won't solve the problem. The next step is making sure all the players involved with the technical side of the Internet, the ISPs, the folks who make equipment like routers, and even big firms like Google, whose business models depend on the Internet, they have an important transition to manage as well, because of the looming shortage of those IPv4 Internet addresses. That, according to John Curran, president of the American Registry for Internet Numbers, one of a handful of global authorities which administers the remaining IPv4 Internet addresses.
We're now at 94.5% of the addresses in IPv4 are fully utilized. We now have a situation where that last 5.5% we expect to be allocated among the five regions based on demand by next summer. We expect that there will be no addresses available in the RIRs, the regional registries, to give to ISPs by the end of 2011.
One top Fed who has been carefully watching this for many years is Pete Cironis, the associate CIO with the Department of Energy in Germantown and chairman of the U.S. IPv6 Task Force. In recent years, his push has been to help agencies reach the deadline of June 30th, 2008. That's when every federal agency was to have reached the milestone of being able to nominally receive and transmit a packet of IPv6 data on their network. Now, Cironis says, with the new OMB guidance in hand, it's time to revisit where the agencies are on their IPv6 transitions.
June 30, 2008 was a big deal. We reached it. I think most people will say it was a check mark. I did pass traffic on a segment of my network that I'm no longer using, and I tested it, and I got credit for it and green on a scorecard somewhere. And that, while it seemed watered down, we energized the federal government on what's V6 and why we need it. I don't see us needing to do that again in terms of raising the awareness and the hype and so forth. I see the task force implementing the goals of OMB. We will be seeking out support, obviously. It's not going to be done by one or two people, but it's going to be something that has to be connected in terms of the message across the federal government.
One of the federal agencies that has a best practices story to share when it comes to IPv6 is the Department of Defense. Ron Bersma, chief engineer with the Defense Research and Engineering Network, outlined how his agency has moved to IPv6 compliance.
It's not something that happens immediately, but we, through smart investments, through tech refresh, and leveraging existing staffing that was interested and not really asking for any new money because there wasn't any, we were able to just roll it out over a period of 5 years. We had the time to do it, and so we were able to achieve success. Did not hire a single new person, ask for any extra money to do that, and at least within DREN community, it is now 100% dual stack on the wide area, and there are large enterprises within the community like SPAWAR where it is 100% dual stack servers, clients, applications, back-end systems. The public-facing services have been IPv6 enabled for many years, and we live it and breathe it every day.
Dual stack is a term describing a network that can handle both the old IPv4 protocol and the new IPv6 address protocol. Cironis says in the next few weeks he'll be visiting agencies to get a sense of where they are with their IPv6 transitions and also where they might need to go.
When we go back and revisit with OMB, how we want the leadership structure to have an impact, and that's not me running around town doing everything, but leveraging what we will have with the transition managers from every agency, as well as Vivek pointed out, potential detailees to come in and help review and analyze the plans. There's talk of having contracting support this time around where we can develop surveys and analyses.
That's Pete Cironis, chairman of the Federal CIO Council's IPv6 Task Force. At the National Press Club in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.